do stuff with.
Do stuff with?
Yeah.
What do you mean do stuff with?
Like you're gonna have to housebreak him.
He's five. But he's not, it's just, he needs to get
Is it spraying or is it peeing?
He's just marking.
Okay.
He marks everything. But I think if once we get him neutered, I think that'll nip it in the bud. So that's what I need to find. And Jamal was like, yeah, until he gets neutered, he needs to be outside. So I've brought him in the house just to kind of get him accustomed to not spraying. Just watching him, and when that lead pops up, I'm just like, no.
No fart face. Or as Kendall was trying out, Alvin.
Alvin?
Alvin. She's like, come on, Alvin.
I like Charlie.
Who the hell is Alvin?
The fuck is Alvin?
Oh my god.
Give me a testing.
Titty slap.
Okay. That's perfect.
A titty slap.
Alright, sister.
Nipple slap. So what's happening? What's been going on?
Today's a busy day. Today's a busy day. How was your week?
Well, the first Monday and Tuesday were fine. Wednesday was fine. And then Thursday and Friday I was
dying.
Crumpled up in the bed, not wanting to move.
I'm sorry.
And it sucks ass.
I'm sorry.
But that is my life, apparently, until either I find a surgeon that'll just, like, remove all these issues, or I turn 50 or older.
Yeah, that's not guaranteed, like, that.
I know, that age. Yeah. At that point in time.
Well, I guess I'll turn 50, and then it all just dries up.
Oh, my God. That would be nice, but
it's not the way it works, unfortunately.
I know. It sucks. But you know what? Usually, like, and it varies. Like, every month, it varies. Mm-hmm. So, like, today, it's not, like, excruciating.
Yeah, I forgot to get the lock on the door. It's one thing we need to work on. Visit us on Patreon and support us so we can buy a lock for this door.
I don't know.
Gracie, say hi, podcast.
Hi, podcast.
We're recording. You want to say something for your channel? Say something. They can hear your voice.
Okay.
We say, biscuits, biscuits. We've got biscuits.
Biscuits, get your biscuits.
What were you saying, Gracie?
She was like, biscuits, get your biscuits.
She was like, biscuits, biscuits. We got biscuits. Patreon.com/Book of Lies.
Because we got a baby. We need some money.
I got a baby. I need some money. We need a door lock. Okay. You're just saying that.
I was saying, like, every month is, like, it's different. Like, some months are way worse. Like, it's the entire time I'm just, like, dying. And then other times it's, like, the first day or 2 days is, like, awful. And then, like, but this started after I had her.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. Every pregnancy changes your body's chemistry, unfortunately. Which is so true.
Sucks. So, how was your week?
My week was good. Oh, yeah, we went to the farmer's market on Wednesday. Thanks for coming with me.
Mm-hmm.
You had so much fun. So, the farmer's market went well. I made 35 whole dollars.
Oh, yeah.
From selling Beauty's biscuits. That was my first farmer's market, so I learned a lot. I'm ready to go back next month and kind of implement the things that I learned or that I noticed into our next farmer's market. So it was a good time. And then work's good. Oh my gosh. Thursday was bring your kid to work day. So I took my kid to work with me.
You didn't want to take the little one?
Why would I do that? Why would I do that?
Did you actually have to work that day? Like,
yes,
you had
to
be productive?
Well, the way, oh, girl. So the way my company did it is they had, like, a curriculum for them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so they went in at 9:30 and they had breakfast, and I left the kids that you leave the kids with you know, your fellow employees in, like, human resources and what have you. And then they learn about the company and the different departments, like marketing and development and, like, all kinds of things. They did a tour of the office. And they were coloring. I think they, like, sent some faxes. Super weird.
They sent faxes?
Yeah. And
who faxes anything anymore? But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, I know. And so they had this one thing where Oscar was like, okay, you know, you guys are going to write thank you notes to the people that brought you today. And so he's handing out, and then they had me come up for lunch. So at lunchtime, the parents came up and had lunch with the kids, and it was just like sandwiches or whatever. And then they were handing out the thank you notes that the kids wrote. So I get my thank you note, and I could tell it was not in my child's handwriting, and my name was spelt wrong twice on it.
They didn't put mom?
No, because Kendall didn't write my name on it. So Oscar wrote my name on it, and then I'm like, okay, how sweet. My child wrote me a thank you card. Mm-hmm. I open up the thank you card. It says thank you on the front. I open it up. It's empty. It doesn't say anything. It's blank.
It's just a blank card?
Yeah.
With, like, not even, like, a, you know, a
pre-written. Nothing.
Nothing.
I said, really, Kendall? What? He said I didn't have to write anything. And I was like,
what?
My eyes got big. And I was pissed. Like, I felt a little petty. Tiny bit petty. Because I was like, you little SOB. You didn't write me, like, thank you, Mom. I love you, Mom. Love, Kendall. I'm having a great time. Thanks for taking me out of school. Nothing. Mm. Nothing. She didn't write shit on it. And I was so pissed off, and you could see it in my face. Because I was just like, are you serious? All the parents are, like, reading their thank you letters. Like, oh, oh.
I opened in the up same room?
Like in the same room. Oh, yeah. Okay. I opened up mine, and I said, oh. You know, really?
You could have done that thing where, there was this episode of Reba where the Reba goes, they go to a clinic, mm-hmm. and the nurse is like, hey, everybody, mm-hmm. this lady thinks blah, blah, blah. You could have been like, hey, everybody, my daughter is unappreciative.
She
didn't want to write me a thank you note.
Nothing. And, like, honestly, my feelings were seriously hurt because it was like, you little asshole. You couldn't even write, hi, Mom, thanks, Mom, love you.
Or draw a picture. Yeah.
Something. The girl is going on 10.
Draw a flower.
She's a little asshole sometimes, and it really bothers me. It's not about the thank you, but it is about the thank you. Like, that's... like, I was seriously, like, mad for an hour.
Was this at the end of the day, or was it, like, at lunchtime?
No, it was at 12:30.
Okay, so yeah,
I was pissed. And she's like, are you kidding me? And then they were like, okay, well, you know, you guys can actually take your kids. I was like, you guys are supposed to keep them at 2:30. What are you talking about? And they're like, oh, no.
We don't want them.
So I had to take her to my desk with me, and I'm mad, right? And so I'm an asshole. If I'm mad, I'm going to be a dick. So I bring her down. I'm at my desk, and I didn't want to talk to her. I was like, I don't want to talk to you. Just play on your phone and just sit there. I have nothing to say to you.
Put your headphones on and get out of my face.
Exactly. I have to work. Mom has to make money.
Oh, my God.
And so then James is like, oh, hey, guys, how's it going? I was like, hey, James, Kendall wrote me a thank you letter. Want to read it? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, here you go.
You're all making her feel bad. Did she feel bad?
Uh-huh, yeah. You sure did. And he was like, he's like, oh, thank you. He opens it up. And I was like, yeah, there's nothing in it. She's a dick.
Oh, my God.
Anyway. Kids are mean. Kids are mean. They don't appreciate you. They don't realize the struggle that you go through. Like, everything I've done to this point is because of that girl. Do you know what I'm saying?
That's hilarious.
Anyway. So that was Thursday.
Wow.
Other than that, I mean, the week's been good. I just got a new dog today. I took in a dog, and we're working on it. I need if you guys have experience with a unneutered male shepherd, about 5 years old, asserting his dominance on my dog.
Marking his territory.
Yeah, he's doing a lot of marking. I want to get him neutered.
These is my bitches.
he's trying to pimp out my dogs, Beauty and Nora. He's trying to turn them out, huh? Yeah. He's like, girl, come on now. Shh, come on. He's a creep. But he's the cutest thing. He's sweet as can be. He walks well on the leash. He's so happy. He was not in a good situation. He was stuck in a garage for all of his life. He couldn't go out. He couldn't run and play. And I have freed him.
Give us free.
Now he has a big-ass backyard to run around in.
Now he has a big-ass backyard, but he doesn't even run around. He just waits there, and he's just like, where are the bitches at? Where the bitches?
That's hilarious.
So, this is day one of, we're going to call him Chunky.
No.
When we got him, his name was Chunk.
No,
don't call him thinking that. About Charlie or Chunky.
Charlie's better.
Charlie.
He doesn't. Or even Chuck. Just Chuck, not Chunk.
I was thinking of Chuck.
Chuck is
I was thinking of Chuck,
Chunk.
Too. He doesn't even really answer to that either.
Yeah, probably
and he,
just.
And he jumps up a lot. And so I'm just like, no. I got him to sit a few times. Like, twice I got him to actually, like, sit.
So he wasn't trained.
He's not trained. Okay. No. He's a hood dog. He's not trained. He ain't got no home training.
Oh my god.
So I'm excited for him and his new home here and getting him acclimated to the pack.
Mm.
So work in progress. So if you have experience with dogs and all that good stuff, please,
drop us an email.
Send me an email. Hit me up on Twitter, Book of Lies Pod. Let's talk dogs. Anyway, so that's enough of that. I am Sunny Hepburn.
And I am Brandy Fleeks.
And this is Book of Lies. The podcast.
The Piddle Kizzle.
I meant to do like our updates and our little...
Updates.
Not updates, but like our... Go to our website. www.bookoflies.com. That's where you can find us. So check us out there. You can visit our Patreon. For you guys who have listened to us before, welcome back. Thanks for listening. Mm-hmm. And for
okay.
Thanks for coming back. And
thanks for returning.
Thanks for returning. And for you guys who are new, welcome.
Welcome to this ear candy.
Ooh, I like that. I like the way that sounds.
So what are we listening to? I mean, what are we listening to? What are we talking about today?
We are talking about the Polka King.
The Polka King.
Or let's just call him Jan Levon.
Lewandowski.
I did see that.
Lewandowski, yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to do the Polka King. So that is... Actually, there's a movie on Netflix with Jack Black, the Polka King. But then there's also The Man That Would Be Polka.
The man who would be the Polka King.
I thought it was just The Man That Would Be Polka.
It is The Man Who Would Be the Polka King.
Okay, and there's another one.
Is there another one?
There's another one. There's a biography. I didn't watch that, so it doesn't really matter, so we don't fucking care. I watched The Polka King on Netflix with Jack Black, and then I also listened to a podcast on CSNBC about Jan Levon. So Jan Levon was born in Poland, Sopot, Poland, in 1942, in communist Poland,
yeah,
in 1942, and it sucked.
Where are you? Okay, first of all,
no,
that was some weird ass like
1942.
Yeah, that's like he's only yours, fan.
Do you think that's how they talk in Poland?
No, that's more like Swedish.
Swedish,
like the Scandinavian accent.
Even Polish?
No, it isn't at all.
New?
No.
New.
Uh-uh.
Too bad.
It's not.
Too bad.
God.
All right, so we're talking about Jan Levon or whatever his real last name is, Brandy?
It's Lewandowski.
Lewandowski.
Or Lewandowski.
Lewandowski.
If you know, if you affect the actual pronunciation in Polish. Jan Lewin in English.
Jan. Yeah, and that was funny. Like, on the movie, they were like, what is it, Jan or is it Jan?
He's like, whatever.
He goes, I don't know. And let me just say something. So, before I even heard about this, I heard about the Netflix thing. I didn't know about any of this before.
What Netflix thing?
The Netflix, The Polka King.
Oh, okay.
With Jack Black.
Right.
So I watched that, and I usually have a feeling, like, you know, emotions for these people. I'm like, he's a fucking liar.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck him. But this guy, Jan Levon, in this movie that they did, made me like him.
He was a sympathetic character.
He was a very sympathetic character, right. And they made it a comedy.
Yeah.
And so his...
It's comedic what happened.
It's very comedic.
Because he didn't have any malintentions at all.
None. But he's dumb.
So let's just go with him being stupid.
Yeah, he was ignorant of lots of norms.
Yeah. So let's talk about his upbringing and where he's from and how he got to where he is. So Jan Levon, again, born in Suput, Poland. Suput? Something like that.
Step out, poo, who knows, whatever.
Poland in 1942, and after World War II, it was communist Poland. So it sucked. There's lots of freaking Nazis? Is it Nazis?
It was occupied at the time.
It was occupied.
That he came here.
So all the men had to, like, fight. They all had to go to war. They all were, you know.
Yeah.
It just was garbage. So he's doing this, and he liked hearing music. He was just like, oh, the music, you know, it calls to me. I love the music. So he joined a theater group.
The music!
He joined a theater group in Warsaw. And in his 20s, he's doing that. He's singing songs. And they said he was a natural star or whatever. And I think in 1964, that's when he joined the theater group. And then in the 1970s, he had the opportunity to travel. He got on like a traveling team, so he was traveling in the 1970s. So he got the opportunity to make it. He traveled to Canada. That's what happened. So he made it to Canada, and he's like, oh my god, Canada, it's so nice here. It's so great here. I gotta stop.
Why are you doing that?
I gotta stop. I can't. Okay. He makes it to Canada. He's traveling. And then he decides this is his opportunity to get the fuck out of Poland.
Forever.
For fucking ever. So he shakes the spot. He shakes his handlers. And he escapes. And he defects to Canada. So, when this happens, it's like the mid-1970s, he's in Canada, and he's making his money and he's feeding himself as a lounge singer. And so he's a lounge singer in Canada, and he's just doing his thing. So he's in Canada. So then he gets the opportunity in 1979 to play for the Polish Heritage Festival in New Jersey. Because then, it had to have been. So, I guess, like, between the escape to Canada and the Heritage Festival, the Polish Heritage Festival, he's just doing his thing. Oh, yeah, because he was doing just the lounge singer thing and just singing and being all happy and stuff.
Right.
Doing his thing. And then Heritage Festival, the Polish Heritage Festival, he's like, okay, I could do polka. And so then people love him. And when he became a polka singer, that's when he was getting a lot of attention, a lot of fans, a lot of people excited about him.
Mm-hmm.
So, on the movie, it says that he met his wife at the time, and her real name is Rhonda.
Mm-hmm.
In 1979, actually in 1980, he married her, and she was only 19 when they got married.
She seemed young.
She did seem young.
But Jenny Slate played his wife.
Jenny Slate played his wife, and she's hilarious because, like, learning about who she really was and then who she played in the movie, it was, like, kind of contradictory.
Except for the fact that she actually did run for Miss Pennsylvania.
That's a fact. We'll talk about
Mrs.
that.
Mrs. Pennsylvania or whatever.
Yeah. He marries her. She's 19. And apparently she's just a fan. So he married a 19-year-old fan. But came across some other sources that was like, there was a telethon. That's how they met, on a telethon.
Right.
And I don't doubt that, but I think she became a fan, maybe.
Yeah, like, he was performing, like, he was the entertainer on the telethon, and she was answering the phones.
Yeah, okay.
Because she was Miss whatever the hell town she was in at that time.
Yeah, Miss Podunk.
Whatever.
Miss Podunk. So, you know, they're in the States, he marries a girl from New Jersey, and, they need money.
Yeah.
They need money, but the thing was, he was blowing up, though, so, like, people were really excited about his music. I guess he played for, like, 3 presidents.
I don't doubt it.
I'm telling you, he did. He played for Reagan, he played for George Bush Sr., and,
there's actually a picture of them, shaking hands.
Yeah, and he sang at a bunch of Trump casinos. Some
Probably.
Of them, which are closed now.
Of course.
I'm not saying nothing, but... Yeah. he's done all this. So while he's doing all this, he's like, man, I really could use some more money.
Yeah, and I'm sure his wife is, you know, isn't, okay, they portrayed the wife, the mom, Barb, as a fucking shrew.
I love her.
Who basically was like, he's a bum.
He's a fucking bum.
He's a bum. Why did you marry this guy? He sucks. And she didn't trust him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and plus he's older than her. But, I think a lot of it was probably, she was like, you need money. You don't have any money. You need more money. Like, you know, that whole thing about, you know, mom-in-laws.
They want the best for their freaking kids. Like, if my daughter marries a fucking bum, I'm gonna like, hey, dude.
But he wasn't a bum.
I understand. So
that's the thing. He wasn't a bum.
He wasn't a bum. He was that, like, in the movie, oh, you're the hardest working man out there. And they had a child. And it sucks. And, yeah, they did have a child. So his thing was, he wanted money. He wanted more money. So he would, first of all, he would get money from his fans.
But they did have that store, too.
Like, I'm going to talk about the store.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to talk about the store. So in The Polka King, because I like that rendition better, in The Polka King, the way the movie starts is, like, he's head over heels. Not head over heels. He's in deep water. Or, like, you know.
In debt,
I guess.
Having trouble staying afloat.
So his band is great. He puts on a good show. He's very talented. He's getting all the old white people in the stands very excited. Because that's what his fans are. They're old white people who are into polka. Who the freak else is into freaking polka? Who's into polka?
Polka has its own, like, its own little polka niche. Community. Yeah.
Exactly. There's, like, the polka community.
There are people who dance polka, and there's people who go out for polka. Like, I'm not going anywhere unless I'm going to listen to polka, watch polka, dance polka.
That's all I'm doing. It's polka.
Yeah.
So he
unless I'm at home, you know, whatever.
He's found his niche with those people.
It's kind of like country, but country's much, you know, much more popular.
So this guy pretty much ran a Ponzi scheme. At the end of the day, it was a Ponzi scheme. Was. But he is jacking his fans. So it's his fans who he's like, hey guys, Jan Levon is working very hard for you.
Basically, yeah.
To have this band and have this band that has 20 freaking musicians employees, in it.
Yeah.
20 different musicians in this band. Jan Levon also has a store. And Jan Levon,
the store actually imports items from Poland.
I'm gonna talk about that too.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm gonna talk about that too. So he's hustling his people. So they're like, hey, invest with Jan Levon, and Jan Levon will give you 12%.
20%.
No, 12% on your investment quarterly. I'll pay you 12% quarterly interest on your investment. That's how it first started.
Yeah,
but as they continued in and as it got aggressive and at the end when he was like, okay, well, I can give you 20%.
But where did he come up with the idea to do this?
I don't know.
The promissory notes. Basically, he was like, I'm going to give you this promissory note.
I Googled promissory note, guys, because guess what? We can Google things. Because he was selling promissory notes.
Promissory notes.
Promissory note.
He was selling promissory notes.
He was selling promissory.
Which is basically, it's like,
I'm gonna bring up the definition.
Okay.
I sent myself an email defined by Investopedia.
Oh, God.
So in terms of their legal enforceability, promissory notes lie somewhere between the informality of a IOU and the rigidity of a loan contract.
Mm-hmm.
A promissory note includes a specific promise to pay and the steps required to do so, like the repayment schedule. While an IOU merely acknowledges that a debt exists...
I owe you this money.
Right. And the amount one party owes another, a loan contract, on the other hand, usually states the lender's right to recourse, such as, you know, foreclosure, in the event of default by the borrower. Such provisions are generally absent in a promissory note. So it's just, you like that definition, right? It's amazing. I'm such a good reader. He's selling these to people. They're saying, hey man, give me $5,000, give me $10,000, give me $20, give me anything you want to give me, and I'm going to give you 12%
return
on your investment quarterly. And so he's like, everybody's happy. In the bank, you're only getting 3%. In the stock market, you're only getting like 6%. Invest with Jan Levon, and I will make you a... Is there something on my head?
Yeah, it's like a... Unless it's a burn or a scratch. There, you knocked it off. Or
thanks. Whatever. What was it?
I don't know.
Was it a promissory note?
It was something black. It was a promissory note on your face. It was a
promissory note on my face. Anyway, so he's telling these people that, so he's getting their money from them. So quickly, you know, that he's selling these promissory notes, he's saying 12%, and he's paying these people back, but as you know, as you're getting more money in, that's what happens. So apparently he spent millions of dollars on Polish trinkets.
Knick-knacks and
knick-knack,
shit.
Knick-knack, paddywhack, give the dog a bone.
Novelty shit, yeah.
But apparently he was buying these Polish dolls for 10 cents uh-huh. and then selling them in the store for $20.
Yeah.
This is like 2,000%?
That's what happens when you import shit, especially if it's cheaply made. Like, that shit that you buy from China that is made in China that's going to break in 2 days after you fucking have it and play with it. And then you bought it right. at Walmart for right. $15, yeah. but the fucking cost to make it is literally like $2. So, you know, it's yeah. like, do yeah. the math, you know?
Do the math. Gotta make money.
It's the markup. That's why every fucking... We don't make shit in this country anymore. Everything has been outsourced to China or other low-cost manufacturing companies mm-hmm. because you can pay them $1 an hour. Mm-hmm. Or, like, the company I used to work for, they do, like... transcribing of litigation stuff. They would put the documents onto discs and they were done in the Philippines. You know why? Because you can pay a Filipino employee 50 cents to do the same work that a person in the United States would charge you $25 for.
Well, yeah, and I get a lot of people who are like, ooh, can I send calls to the Philippines?
No. Don't send shit anywhere. You do that shit here. Support the people who live here because they're the ones buying your shit.
True. And people get so pissed when support is like, hello, may I help you?
It's, hello, this is Rick. Can I help you? How can I help? What is the problem today? And you're like, But I love everybody. But there's people out there that are like, I can't understand what you're saying.
Brandy, you know where I work, right?
I can't understand what you're saying.
It's like this. Hello? Hello? Where are you? And I say,
where are you?
what country are you in? I'm in California. Oh, okay. Yeah, it sounds like you speak American.
Oh my God.
American? I speak American. Are you fucking kidding me? English?
English?
Yes. Or like, where am I calling? This is California. Where are you? Okay.
I just want to make sure I'm talking to somebody that speaks English because I can't understand nothing. And then it's like, dude, you know exactly what they're... I can understand them, you can understand
yeah,
them.
Yeah, you hear an accent.
Just because they're not speaking the same accent you are, you're an asshole.
You're pissed.
But I'm like, no. Okay, it's fine and great. They need jobs too, but let them get their jobs in their country. They if they want to make... Because they're not even getting paid that much. Like,
it's not worth it, yeah.
However, you want to make cheap shit... And then they're like, oh, well, you know, it costs less. You make more money. It costs less to do it. You guys are, like, you're screwing your country. Donald Trump is doing it, too. Mm. You're screwing your country. You're screwing your people. And then your people, your country, your fellow Americans can't buy your products because they're too expensive for them. Mm-hmm. And you talk a bunch of shit about, well, why don't they get jobs and blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, you're paying somebody in another country mm-hmm. much less. Than they are actually, because they're doing more work than, you know, whatever. That's a whole other thing.
It's a clusterfuck.
Let's not get into a political argument.
It's a clusterfuck.
It is a clusterfuck.
Let's just move past this. So, promissory notes. Jan Levon, he's the best. People are buying into his shit showery. It's a shit show. And the podcast that I was listening to is called American Greed. On CNBC.
He came here for the American fucking
dream. He yeah. was just like, this is America. I love America. I can do anything in America. Mm-hmm. This is great. Mm-hmm. And so, like, he didn't have, obviously, like, when you're a self-made, you know, businessman, quote-unquote businessman or whatever, he doesn't know the right steps to take or
And I don't think he even looked into it. Like, you don't know anything about the SEC. You don't know anything about, you know, securities.
Becoming a freaking securities
broker, basically.
Broker, exactly. Because he did not have that license going for him.
And you have to be licensed.
Before you can start selling promissory notes and taking people's money. And so he also was doing these tours. So the tours were... It wasn't just to see freaking the Pope.
No.
He was going all over the place. He was going to Sweden. Going to Poland. He was going to Italy. He was going to France. He was doing a European tour. And as when he's doing these tours with these people, he's collecting...
These old people.
The old people, his fans. He's collecting money from them to take them on the tour, to get the experience, to meet the Pope. I don't even know if that really happened.
It did.
It really did happen?
Mm-hmm. They met the Pope.
Okay. When he's on these trips, he's going to Poland and he's buying dirt cheap goods and flipping them and, you know, making a lot of money. Apparently they have, what's that called? Amber? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
It was like some type of like jewel or...
Yeah, amber. That's the stuff that the mosquito was,
yeah, amber
was encased in. In
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park. But it's also a stone. It's orange.
Yes. So,
that's the stone that was in the Super Bowl ring that Ray Finkel was wearing in Ace Ventura.
Finkel on her.
Yes. That is it. Ray Finkel was wearing that ring when he killed or tried to kill Dan Marino.
You're hilarious. Okay.
Hey, man. I remember these details.
You remember these details. So, the tours were a way to get revenue. When he's on the bus with the people... He was hard selling them his 12% return on investment. So he would say, okay, you know, the minimum is like $1,000 to get in. But then he would upsell them the $5,000 and he would take whatever they would give him.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's cashing these people out. In the movie, it made him seem like he was a family man, which he was. And he cared about the people around him.
Yeah, he cared about all the people that were investing with him.
Exactly. The people that were investing with him, his band members. And he was like, oh, I love you. Hugs, hugs, hugs. And then once people found out their money was fucking gone, he was like, they wouldn't even hug me or kiss me anymore. Why the fuck would they hug and kiss you anymore after you stole all their money and squandered it off?
Here's the thing. I don't think he thought of it as stealing their money.
He didn't. He was like, I was going to pay it back. That's what he said.
Yeah, and he said he would do everything he can to make it right, after all, everything that happened.
Right.
But he honestly, ignorance...
That's the one. That's ignorance.
It's ignorance. Ignorance, I'm not saying... Ignorance is not bliss, but ignorance of the law is no excuse. But he's just so, I think he's a really good-natured person. He's good-natured, and he had the best intentions, but he went about it the wrong way.
For sure. Okay. Good intentions in the wrong way.
Right. Basically, the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Ooh, shit.
There it is.
Well, apparently, the FCC reached out to him twice in 1992 and in 2000. They were like, hey, bro, what you're doing is wrong. Stop doing that. Knock it off.
I love how in the movie he was like, oh. He's like, but I'm paying returns. And they're like, you can't do that. He's like... Oh.
And he was like, you need to pay the money back. Yeah. You got 3 fucking days.
Okay.
You got 3 days to get that money back. And then he's like, okay. There was only 5, so it's fine. And then he has a freaking mile long list of millions of dollars that he owes that he's keeping his businesses afloat with.
Yeah.
Because in what year was it? In 19... Oh, yes. So, in 1990... Actually, in 2000...
Three. Much more buy-ins. Ice Cube coming with the half ounce. Okay, go ahead.
In 2000, the annual revenue for all of his businesses, guess how much he brought home for all of the businesses. So, this is the businesses that he has. He has Young Levon Polka Band, right? He's got a record label. He's got a gift shop.
He
he's
has
got
a regular record
program. Yeah. He got a radio program, and he's got Young Levon Vodka. And
he had a vodka.
For all of these businesses in 2000, guess how much money he brought home?
For all of the businesses.
Combined.
And how many was it?
Revenue.
Six businesses?
About 6 businesses, maybe. Or 5.
$43,000.
$43,000? That's a great number. He brought home $16,000. For all these fucking
businesses.
What's
he doing?
He probably doesn't know how to manage his money.
he's, like, you know, flying to Beverly Hills, and he's staying in, like, fancy hotels. That's what Barb was bitching about. Barb was, like, the mother-in-law in the movie. She was like, how is he paying for all these things? He's broke. He's getting phone calls from the bank. Like, why, how is he paying for this? Where is the money coming from? Because she didn't know, you know, any of that was going on.
She was living with them, right?
She was living with
him. Okay. I'm like, why are you counting my money, bitch?
Because Barb wants to know what's going on. She was all up in his shit. She was like, Jan, you're a loser. Do something else with yourself, loser. Pretty much. She hated on him the whole fucking time.
Do something else with yourself, loser.
Do something with yourself, you loser. Anyway, so he's just racking it up. He's getting all these people's money. Everybody's fine. Mm-hmm. Racking up debt. Some people have to cash out. The people who can cash out, they get their money. And everything's fine and dandy. He's really good at talking his way out of shit when people would say, we want to pull our money out.
Because he's likable.
He's very likable. But when they're like, hey, dude, we need our money back. He's like, okay, fine. Here's your money. But this is only for special people. Reinvest your money, and then I'll give you actually 20% mm-hmm. investment or return on your investment. Mm-hmm. And so they were saying certain people were greedy because they decided to roll over their
money.
Their money.
The ones that, yeah, there were people that wanted to pull out.
Yes.
And then when he threw out that 20%, they were like, oh, okay, yeah, let's do that.
Okay, I'll rock with that. All right, you already got my fucking money anyway, so sure. Mm. Why not? So, he's keeping people on. So, while this is happening, his wife, played by Jenny Slate, she is having, she wants to be in the fucking spotlight.
She's having an inferiority crisis.
Maybe that's what it is, yeah, because apparently she was, a junior Miss Pennsylvania town, wherever she's from.
Right.
And so she wanted a lot of attention. She wasn't getting the attention, so she decided to run for Mrs.
Basically, she was hot shit in her little fucking town.
She was hot shit
in
her little town.
And then she got into the real world and realized that I'm a 5 among 10.
Ooh, shit, Brandy.
I'm just saying, like, I know I'm not running for, like, any fucking title.
Right.
Because I know that there are thousands of hotter chicks than me.
Someone's gonna be hotter.
Exactly,
than you.
But she thought she was hot shit, and she was like, "I'm gonna prove I'm hot shit." That's what happened.
Well, that is what happened. But they say his wife was unfriendly in real life.
I think she was. I think she was a bitch.
I think she was a bitch. Wow, Brandy, tell me.
Because I feel like that's like she wanted all the attention, mm-hmm. and he wasn't like okay. In the movie, when she has to freaking, you know, announce him,
yeah.
And she's just like, and, you know, she does her little monologue about, I was Miss blah, 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 and blah, 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 and you're just like, okay bitch, you don't have to say, we did not come to see
I'm
you.
I'm here to see the polka king.
Exactly, and I think that's what she was like, I don't want to just be your wife. I want, you know, my own thing.
So much more.
Which is fine, get your own thing, but why does it have to be that?
I want to be 1998 Mrs. Pennsylvania.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Or Mrs. Pennsylvania 1998.
Yeah.
Well, she decides to go for it. And so, you know, he pays for everything for her. He pays for the bets. He pays for dance classes, singing classes, talking classes.
He loved the fuck out of his life.
He loved the fuck out of his life.
He loved
his etiquette, all that stuff. He paid for all that stuff for her. In the movie, he gets a 5 buses and carries everybody over to the freaking,
The pageant
to cheer for his wife. So, you know, they would be like, oh, look at.
I love how everybody was loving that one chick. And yeah. Everybody, is, you know, they're doing standing ovations for her and he's sitting there like.
He said, sit your fucking ass down. I did not pay for you to be here.
He was like, I'm not interested in her.
Fuck her. Sit down. We didn't pay for her. Sit down.
Okay.
So,
The pageant.
They're at the pageant and,
There's a contestant that rocks the pageant.
There's a contestant.
Or she's the favorite to win.
She's the favorite. She was super cute, bubbly. She had a great answer. Like, what did this bitch say? So, I don't even think that was probably the real question, but one of the questions was, if you had $1 million on unlimited money or something, what was the question?
I don't remember.
It was something to the effect of, if you had, you know, unlimited amount of money, like, what would you do with it? Or something like that. If you had an unlimited source of money, what would you do with it? And Jenny Slate's like, blank left, blank right. I have everything I need already, so I don't need the money.
Is that what she said?
Yeah. And then she's like, that's so stupid. That's a dumb answer. Hang on. Is this mic on? So, Sunny Hepburn, you want to be Mrs. California. If you had an unlimited amount of money, what would you do with it? Well, Ted, I'll tell you what I'll do.
Oh, God.
Thanks, guys. First of all...
Thanks, guys. You take the mic from his hand.
I got it, guys. First of all, I'm going to go ahead and donate 20% to the homeless shelters for dogs.
Dog shelters.
Is
it homeless shelters for dogs?
Homeless shelters for
it's
dogs.
It's just animal shelters.
No. It's a shelter, but for you have to dogs. Have a dog to come into this shelter.
Wait, hold on.
I'm just talking
people, to homeless people who have dogs? Yes. Is that what you mean?
No, but I meant a homeless shelter for dogs. A dog shelter.
Oh my God, you're killing me. Okay. Because I'm like...
Really I meant a dog shelter.
The fuck are you
talking about? Yeah, dog shelters. Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and donate 20% to...
Okay. No-kill dog shelters or like all dog shelters?
No-kill dog shelters.
There you go. Okay.
Because, the fuck?
You're killing puppies,
you son of a bitch! I'm giving some money to the dogs. I'm going to give some money to my family because they need money. I'm going to pay off these mortgages. I'm going to pay off this debt.
Student loans, bitches.
I'm paying off this debt. I'm going to put some money away for my kids so they can go to college. I'm going to put some money away for my nieces and my nephews because I love them the most.
I might even bribe some people to let them into certain colleges.
I just might do that.
I might pay some people to take their SATs.
I don't know. Maybe. But yeah, anyway, she answered really dumbly. But at the end of the day, the freaking wife wins. She wins.
He bribed them.
Rhonda LaVon won 1998 Mrs. Pennsylvania. She was crowned. But here's the thing. Nobody fucking voted for her. Anyway, she won, and nobody voted for her. They said, based on her performance and the scores that they did,
yeah.
She was dead last. She was dead fucking last. So that's why it was very clear that they were like, wait, no. Somebody changed the scores. Because she was dead last. Nobody fucking voted for her. So he was like, I did not pay someone. I did not bribe someone.
Yeah, right.
I did not bribe someone.
Your wife is awful.
Your wife is awful, and she won, and she shouldn't have won. And that's what really fucked his shit up. Like, I guess it was the love for his wife and what he would go to make her happy.
Mm-hmm.
Because when that shit happened, that's when the scandal broke. They were like, wait a minute. Who bribed the judges?
Right.
It couldn't have been anyone else but Yang LaVon.
Why would anybody bribe them over her?
Oh, for this bitch. Honestly, it had to have been Yang.
Right.
So, they're doing an investigation, because he bought a judge, he rigged the beauty pageant, and so now people are hearing about this, so they want their fucking money. They don't want their money involved with a person who's willing to rig a beauty pageant for their wife.
Right.
They don't want their names associated or their money associated with characters that are just unhonest.
Yeah, dishonest. It's a scandal because old people, especially old people are like, oh, I heard this about you. And even if it's like something small, I heard you did this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't trust you anymore.
I don't trust you anymore.
And so they were like, I want my money back.
Yeah, once you lose people's trust, it's over.
Regardless of what is over. Exactly. It could be over. I heard you kicked a dog.
Fuck that. Fuck
you. Exactly. Or, you know, I heard you did something mean to an old lady. Like, whatever it is. It's like...
I heard you didn't say bless you. After so-and-so sneezed. Oh, hell no.
There it is right there.
Hell no.
Mm-hmm.
So they find out Yang LaVon is up to no good. And so what happens is, that's going on, he's in deep water, people want their money, they want their money, they want their money, they want their money.
And he can't give it to them.
He can't give them money, he can't give them their money, he can't give them their money. Therefore,
somebody calls the SEC.
Calls the SEC. And it's like, hey SEC, Yang LaVon. Does not want to give me my money. Right. I've requested my money numerous times.
This dude is issuing promissory notes and he's not refunding money.
WT motherfucking F. Yeah. And the thing was, like, he was selling these to all of his fans throughout the United States.
Yeah. And then, did you, or do you, are you going to talk about the accident?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
But before the accident happened, he's selling these promissory notes, and so for some reason in Pennsylvania, he was able to slide these notes through for some reason, but he fucked with the wrong people in Delaware. He fucked with the wrong people in Delaware because that's what got him caught, or that's what got him the sentencing. But before this happened, they're on tour again. Like, they're always driving around in a bus. And so they're driving from a show. It's like midnight, late night. I think it was like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And Jan Levon usually does the driving. He did not do the driving. His son, actually, this is years later as this scam has been going on. It's been going on for years.
His son's an adult now, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. And so his son's in the band. He's traveling with them. And the person driving the bus falls asleep. And they fucking flip.
Mm-hmm.
Two people died.
Yeah.
Two people died, and his son was critically injured.
Yeah.
And so, it sucks.
Yeah, and he, like, in the movie, he's, like, praying, and he's like, Lord.
Lord, please, Lord. Please,
I will do whatever.
I will do whatever.
I will give everybody their money back. I will make it right.
Save my son.
Yeah, like.
Save my son. And then, who shows up? SEC.
The SEC.
The SEC shows
up. And he's
up.
Like, thank you, Lord.
He's like, I pay. I finally pay. It's okay. I pay. He's stupid. He's so stupid. So when he's sitting there next to his son's hospital bed, he gets arrested by the SEC. I'm not sure if these events are factual.
Like, if it happened that way. But, oh, go ahead.
But he ends up going to jail for stealing people's fucking money and not paying it back, for selling these promissory notes, specifically to two parties in Delaware. And apparently in Delaware, it's super illegal to sell promissory notes.
It's super illegal.
If you're not a licensed broker or agent or whatever the fuck that's called.
Right.
Apparently go to jail.
Apparently
you're going to jail. So, he finally gets caught, and then he gets sentenced in 2004 to go to jail.
Yeah.
Jail time! He got 5 years.
Jail time.
He got 5 years.
Jail time!
But he got sentenced in Delaware, and he also got a sentence from Pennsylvania, and he was able to do those sentences.
Concurrently.
So that means, like, at the same time. So it's like, okay, so I got sentenced in Texas for killing a dog, and then the next week I got sentenced in Delaware for killing a dog. And each of these sentences are 7 years. I can do the time on top of each other. That's concurrently.
Okay, here's the thing.
Which sucks.
It sucks when it's for people who've committed fucking violent crimes.
Exactly, yes.
Like murder.
It's lame. Yeah, rape. For sure.
All that shit. That fucking shit sucks.
Mm-hmm.
This situation, not so much. It doesn't suck to me for him to be... Because, I mean, honestly, you're in a prison now with fucking violent offenders.
Oh, yeah, you are.
He is going to jail. He is going to jail with violent criminals. And while he's in jail, everyone in jail thinks
he's in prison.
He's in prison. Everybody in jail thought he was a child molester. So they didn't know what he was in for. So he gets mistaken for a child molester.
Oh, God.
They think he's a child molester in jail.
Never kid toucher.
And in prison, child molesters, they don't survive. They don't do very well.
They don't do very well. That's why they put them in solitary.
Yeah, exactly. Because they're coming for your neck. So, they put him, his roommate is a freaking rapist and an arsonist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly. So, in jail, his roommate fucking
shanks him in the neck.
Shakes him, tries to slit his throat, and like stabs him a couple of times. And he survives this attack, he survives this ordeal, and in the movie, the main couple, like those old people that he continuously like took their money, like they reinvested it, and they were like, oh, I introduced you to my friends, and this. They were like, hey, to Barb. They were talking big shit to the mother-in-law. They're like, oh yeah, I heard your son-in-law, you know, got what he had coming to him in jail. And Barbara's like, don't you fucking talk about my son-in-law, you greedy son of a bitch.
Okay, you knew it. You were greedy.
And that kills me. That kills me. They're like, oh, well, you're greedy, so that you deserve to get your money stolen.
No, that's not fair.
Well,
that's not fair. Just because, like, you present an opportunity to me, and I trust you, and I know you, and why would you steal my money, and you're telling me it's amazing, and I accept this offer, and then it turns out to be a freaking sham. How is that my fault because you, you know... Well, you should have looked into it.
Well, that and the fact that you are already asking for your money back. Yeah. And you heard a higher number and you were like, oh. Okay. Why not?
Yeah.
Like, well, really?
I mean, at the end of the day, he for sure robbed millions.
Of dollars.
Millions
he
of
robbed.
Dollars.
He
took.
He robbed millions.
He took
of
millions
dollars.
Of dollars from a lot of people. And when you fuck with people's money, people want to fuck you up.
Yeah.
And so, like, for the people who he did rob, who he did cheat, who he did steal from...
He robbed.
They are pissed off about these movies.
I want to rob. Go ahead.
I want to rob. That's, what's that movie, what's the posse? What is that called? The squad posse? What is that called?
The,
Flossy posse? What was it called?
The... I want to say it was...
Bling Ring! It's called the Bling Ring.
I was
going to
say it was the celebrity...
Yeah. The Bling Ring.
Mm-hmm. Emma Watson.
Yeah.
I want to rob.
Do you? Bitch. Have a seat. The Bling Ring. So, I just think it's so hairy, you know? It's just like, okay, well, you're offering this to me, and it sounds too good to be true, and lots of them said that. It sounds too good to be true. And when it sounds too good to be true, it's not fucking true. Just walk away.
It probably is too good to be true.
It is too good to be. Just walk away, guys. Save your money. Put it in a bag and bury it. We've talked about this.
Who has talked about burying money?
Remember we talked about burying money? You said Carl buried his money in the backyard.
Carl buried his money in the middle of the fucking field.
Well, whatever. He buried his money.
Okay.
I don't know. It's just like...
Okay.
I know. Just be realistic, people. That's all we're just trying to say. Like, if the return is 3, 4, 5, 6%, and that's the regular going rate, if you find something that's double that, it's bullshit. It's bullshit. Don't trust it. It's bullshit.
It's probably bullshit.
And then you'll be in a freaking Jack Black movie, and it sucks.
You'll be in a Jack Black movie.
You know, a character that, you know, looks like you is in a Jack Black movie.
That's funny.
I don't know. I liked him at the end of the day. I liked that movie, and I like Jack Black, and he just seems so innocent and just so silly. And what's the other guy? Jason Schwartzman?
Mm-hmm.
I love him. He's hilarious.
Talia Shire's son.
Sure.
Talia Shire, Adrian and Rocky.
Oh, yeah.
Adrian!
I don't know her name.
And his brother's the lead singer of Rooney.
Well, look at you. You really know the Schwartzmans, don't you?
Yeah, sure.
Anyway, yeah, it sucks.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
But, okay, so he got out of prison.
5 years. He did 5 years, yes.
Yes, and so, like, 4 years after he gets out...
Yeah, he got out in,
2013, was it?
So he...
2011.
He did... Actually, he got divorced in 2011.
That's right.
So,
His wife divorced him.
His wife divorced him, so he did a bit of... What do they call it? A bid? A time?
Like, a bit.
A bit. From 2004 to 2009. He gets out in 2009, then his wife divorces him in 2011.
Mm-hmm. And so this movie comes out in, what, 2017?
Yeah, it came out last year.
Last year, 2018. So yeah, like 7 years, 6 years, whatever. After he gets out of prison, there's a movie made about him.
Yeah.
And he goes to the premiere. He goes to the premiere of the movie. And so, like, you know, at their premiere, there are reporters and stuff. And mm-hmm. so they're like, they asked him how much of this is actually true. How much of this is actual fact?
Yeah.
He was like, it's pretty much true.
Damn.
Yeah.
He can say everything is true.
Yeah, basically, it's pretty much true. Yeah, so... He didn't deny anything that happened in the movie.
Because he knows he did it, and I think he's just so silly and so honest and just so likable that he would tell the truth. He's like, yeah, I did all of that.
But yeah.
I was going to give them 12%.
Exactly. The thing is, he had no, like, he wasn't trying to deceive anybody.
Sure wasn't.
He was trying to pay them the money. Yep. He was paying them.
He was paying
every fucking quarter.
Yeah, he was.
He was paying them. So it wasn't like he was like, oh, well, you didn't make any money this month.
Right.
He was like, you have 12. And that's that he was consistently paying them 12%.
12% interest. And they were very happy about that. But it's like, okay, So I gave you $50,000, and this 12%, okay, this is interest I'm getting and my money safe with you,
uh-huh.
but you've spent the fucking money on Polish dolls. You spent the money on this fucking dancing bear they in make, your look, band.
When you invest money with a person, they make the money work. They make it, they're supposed to make it work for you. And I mean, they're supposed to invest it in stocks and fucking shit like that, not buying things. But however they make it work, they make it work.
Make it work.
Make it work.
Make it work.
So, I think this will only be the nice, like, the only person I like who's a thief. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the only person that you, like, at least a little bit sympathize
with. A little, I sympathize with him just because he's a fucking idiot. And the things that he did was,
I think you
like,
keep saying he's an idiot.
He was very charismatic.
Yeah.
He was very talented. They got nominated for a Grammy.
Yeah, they went to the Grammy.
They did not win, but he got nominated for a Grammy.
Mm-hmm.
And, just because you have a business does not make you smart.
Exactly.
Know this right fucking now.
Right.
If you know that, hey, I'm a little smarter than the average bear, do your fucking thing.
I don't think
thing.
He was... Like, he thought he was smart.
I don't think he thought he was smart as well. I talk to business people all the time. I talk to a bunch of dummies. I'm just like, seriously, do you
they
not...
They might be smart in their field.
Exactly. In your field, you're smart, but common sense smart and just simplicity, it's not there. But whatever.
Like people who say, I want to get on the internet.
The internet. The Googles. How does this virtual fax work? How does that work? I do the fax to the emails. Anyway, we'll talk about that later. this is Jan Levon, so he jacked people of, like, what, like, five, how much millions of dollars?
I don't know.
I think he...
I know with millions, I don't know how many millions.
I think he got people for 5 million.
Was it?
Yep. And he still has restitution to play, too.
Yeah.
And he's still paying his monthly restitution.
But at least he's doing that.
At least he is doing that. Hopefully this Polka King movie is allowing people to get their money. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Get your money, man. Get your money. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, he's, you know, he's a good guy. Like, in overall, he's a good guy. He's not an asshole who just intentionally defrauded people because he was a greedy fucking fuck. That was just like, yeah. I'm going to take this money.
Right.
And
he was paying his musicians. He was keeping his lights on. I mean, he was going, flying here, there, and wherever, like, when the time called, but I don't think, like,
he wasn't buying boats.
He wasn't buying boats.
And fucking mansions
He
and
still
shit.
Lived in the same fucking house
exactly.
that they lived in. So, I think he just mismanaged the money, honestly.
Yeah, because I think he didn't know, he was getting this money, he didn't know that he was supposed to, like,
invest
do something.
It somewhere.
Yeah, like, he was supposed mm-hmm. to do something with the money to make it grow instead of just... spending it on his business needs.
Exactly.
And, you know.
Exactly. He was just using it as a revenue stream
exactly.
rather than making it work.
Right.
All right. I can accept that. This is Jan Levon, the Polka King.
Yeah.
It's a pretty interesting movie if you guys want to watch it on Netflix.
It's funny.
It's funny. It's really
funny. It's
funny. I like when he's sweating like a sinner in church in the freaking the Vatican meeting the Pope. Jason Schwartzman. And the Pope won't even touch him.
Because he was like, you don't have an appointment to meet the Pope. And they're like, he's like, wait, it'll be okay.
Guys, we'll tell you. So, in the movie, the Polka King,
wrong.
Jack Black is like, I'm taking all these people to meet the Pope. But the guy doesn't really, like, know the Pope. He doesn't have an in with the Pope. He's just hoping.
You're supposed to make an appointment.
You're supposed to make an appointment. He's just hoping that he can see the Pope. They get there, and they're like, okay, aren't we going to see the Pope? He's like, I don't know. And so he's like, I'm going to take this money, and I'm going to bribe them. To see the Pope.
He has a suitcase full of money.
A suitcase full of money. And he's like, you're going to be my bodyguard. And he's like, what? He's like, you're going to be my bodyguard. Look tough. Look tough. He's like, okay.
This little dude. Because Joseph Schwartzman is a little dude.
It's a little dude. He's not intimidating whatsoever.
At all.
And so they're walking around through the streets of Italy, and he was like, watch out! Watch out!
Nobody knows they have
Somebody's
this money.
Somebody's like, take the money! They're gonna take the money!
They take the money! Nobody knows they have this money.
But stupid.
They're paranoid because I think carrying all that money on you would make you a little bit paranoid.
I get nervous when I have $100 on me. I think someone's gonna come for it. Nobody gives a shit about me. Nobody cares.
Exactly.
But when I honestly don't carry cash, but if I have more than $100 on me, I'm like looking left, I'm looking right, I have my freaking bag clung to my side, and I'm just like, don't try anything! I honestly feel like that. So if you've got a freaking couple thousand dollars on you, you're nervous.
Yeah.
You're super nervous. So anyway, finally they make it to the Vatican, and he bribes somebody, but the Pope is late. And so it's like an hour past the time they were supposed to meet the Pope.
The Pope doesn't have to be on time.
The Pope can do the fuck he wants to do.
Exactly.
Jason Schwartzman's sweating like a sinner in church.
Well, he is a sinner in church.
He's sweating buckets. Like, there's just, like, water all over the place. Hi, girls. Bren, say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So they make it to the Vatican. He's sweating bullets. The Pope is late. The Pope finally comes, and he blesses everybody. He puts hands on everybody except for Jason Schwartzman, because he's disgusting.
Yeah.
He's a swamp-ass mess.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have touched him either. I'd be like, oh.
He was like, oh.
He was like, bless you, son.
Yeah.
Hopefully, whatever you're going through shall pass. You shall not pass!
You shall not pass.
But, it's a polka king. I mean, you know, whatever. We'll talk about it later. Anyway.
Yeah, so he did, I mean, I don't hate him. I don't, you know, he fucked up. Yes, he did some stupid stuff. But he did not do it with bad intentions.
Yeah, with
he wasn't trying to steal people's money.
With malice in his heart, exactly. He did not do that. He was like, I want to build an empire, and like, you know, I'm going to build this with all of you guys.
Unfortunately, he just went about it the wrong way.
He really did go about it the very wrong way. the worst way.
Yeah.
So, guys, when you start to build an empire and you're selling promissory notes, make sure you're investing the money.
Just don't sell promissory notes without a fucking license.
Or that. That thing.
Because that's what got him in the end.
So, I'm going to take this time here as just, like, make, like, recommendations and tell you about the podcasts I listened to. Did you listen to anything new this week? New podcasts?
No.
No? I listened to Ginger Snaps today. It's a new podcast. It's a new podcast for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Ginger Snap. And it's like these two girls are like friends and they live up in the bay somewhere, like in Contra Costa County.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just like maybe like some small podunk town out there. There's no podunk towns out there.
Well, Contra Costa has small towns.
Yeah, I think it's like a small town out there somewhere. Mm-hmm. But I listened to their first episode, and they started on Valentine's Day, and they didn't have any dates. So they're like, we're starting this fucking podcast because we don't have any dates on Valentine's Day, and why not start a podcast?
Why not,
it's
right?
Like they were just driving around, they just pulled over, and it was raining, and they were just talking. They were
their car?
Yeah, in their car, and they're just talking about, like, you know, fuckboys and bullshit and stuff.
So what do they talk about? What is their...
I only listened to, like, the first episode. I got to listen to the second episode today, but then the dogs were acting crazy. So I'm definitely going to binge them this week. So if I were to make a recommendation, I'd recommend them to, you know, check them out. So, yeah, I would just give them a listen, give them a spin.
Okay. Yeah, no, I haven't listened to any new podcasts this week. I haven't listened to anything. I had started watching Letterkenny a while ago.
What is it called?
Letterkenny.
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 What is that?
It's a show on Hulu about those Canadians. It's these people in Canada, right? And every episode starts off, there are 5,000 people in Letterkenny. Here are their these are their problems, right?
Oh, that's
and
a city.
I think it's a fake city. I don't think it's a real city. And, In Canada, next to Ontario,
mm-hmm.
or in Ontario, somewhere around Ontario, and they're funny. These dudes are so funny. So, the main guy, his name is Wayne. He's this big dude. He looks like a redneck. But are there rednecks in California? In Canada, they call him Hicks. So he, you know, they live on a farm. Him and his sister, and his friends Derry and Squirrely Dan. His sister's name is Katie. So, they do, stupid stuff. Wayne is known as the toughest guy in town. And so people always come to him trying to fight so they can be known as the toughest guy in town. Mm. And, Katie hangs around these two hockey players and they're stupid douchebag hockey players. Like, mm-hmm. all they care about is working out and playing hockey. And then, you know, there's people around town. They know, oh, and they go to this bar. And it's run by this chick named Gail. She's black. Mm-hmm. And I think she's like one of those like maybe Nigerian immigrantees, you know, to Canada or whatever. Mm-hmm. But she's always horny.
Yeah.
And she's always trying to
get some deep. Get,
she's always trying to bang Wayne, and Wayne's not interested.
Yeah.
And so it's just funny. And so they have these sayings like pitter, like I've been saying pitter patter lately. Mm-hmm. And it's, they say pitter patter, let's get at her. Or just pitter patter, and they have like, you know, just random ass things. But it's funny because it's like, it's dude humor, the show.
Yeah.
But it's like the kind of shit that you're just like, what the fuck?
Defense.
So I, you know, I laugh and I think it's hilarious.
Have you seen Bonding on Netflix?
No.
I started watching it last night.
Oh, but I was going to get to this point.
Sorry.
In the last season, because I the finished, there's six, seven seasons, they mentioned My Favorite Murder podcast.
What? Aren't you guys fancy? Go ahead. Bonding?
No.
I watched it on Netflix. Like, it must have just come out, like, this week because I hadn't seen it before. And it's like, it's good. So, the girl, there's a girl and a guy, they're, like, best friends. They're not best friends, but they've been friends for, like, 10 years. And the girl is in grad school to be, like, a psychologist. Mm-hmm. And then the guy, he's like a, he's gay. And he's a ginger, by the way. I fucking love it. I was like taking pictures of like the TV last night. I was just like trying to get like the right red on his hair. Cause I was like, this guy's hair is amazing, by the way. But he's like a, he's a waiter. And like, he's not making any money. And I think they're in New York or whatever. And so the first episode, he goes to show up at his friend's job or whatever. Her name is like Mistress May or something. And
Mistress May. She's a dominatrix?
She's a dominatrix.
Okay.
And so he goes and shows up, and she wants him to be his assistant, her assistant, uh-huh. to, like, kind of, like, be her muscle, but to help out if anything needs to happen or whatever.
Is he, like, buff?
No, he's not. He's a tiny dude. Like, I'm bigger than him. And he's just super gay. He's just, like, okay, so.
He's so super femme and super small.
He's not super femme, but he's small. And, like, he's a stand-up comedian who's never done stand-up. Like, he just won't go on stage, but he has, like, jokes, but he just is afraid to go on stage.
Okay.
And so, and then it's, like, it's kind of not Skinamaxy, because, like, but it's, like, kind of a little soft core.
Is there banging involved?
You don't see it.
Is there naked people?
I didn't see any peens.
No. That's not what I said.
I'll tell you. I mean, there is, but it doesn't show you. So it's on Netflix, but it's still like kind of like...
There is, but it doesn't show you.
It's intriguing.
So it alludes to sex, but there is actually no sex. Like
there's there's this one dude, and he's one of Mistress May's regulars, and he just wants to be humiliated.
Right.
And like she talks about like the psychology behind dominate, you know, uh-huh. and that she's like, this is a safe place for them.
Yeah.
Anyway, one dude...
They can let go of all their inhibitions.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So she's just like, the guy's like, talk about my small dick. Is it the smallest dick you've ever seen?
Look, when I did my little stint,
uh-huh.
there were guys like that.
But we should talk about
there's
that.
A dude with a micropenis, and his penis, like, he held it up next to a coffee cup.
He showed
and
it to was, you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And it was like this.
Anyway, gross.
And I was just like, oh. And I didn't mean to laugh the way I laughed, but I just started cracking up. And then he logged off.
Aw. Too bad. Cam girls gone wild. Sorry. So it's kind of like that. And like he wants to be peed on. And like he's just into it. The dude. He was just like, you're going to be tough to the friend. He's like, his name's Carter. He's like, you're going to pee on me tonight. And Carter's like, I'm not peeing on you.
And I'm not peeing on anybody.
He's like, you better drink some water because you're peeing on me tonight.
Oh, no.
And like, it's just interesting. There's this one part where he lives with this dude. And Carter lives with this guy. His roommate's just like a fucking freak. All he's doing is like fucking and like whacking his dick. And it's just gross. And so like he has this fantasy. He wants his girlfriend to like stick her fingers in his boom.
And boom.
She, in his boom. And she just won't do it.
Right. So, I wouldn't. Yeah.
Right. And so then Carter tells the roommate like what he's been doing or whatever. Because he's like, where have you been? What have you been doing? And he's like, oh, I work for Dominatrix.
I've been trying to get away from this house because you're disgusting.
Right. And he's like, well, ooh, maybe you can, you know, fit me in to see her or something. And he's like, well, blah, blah, blah. It's not going to happen. He's like, how about this? You stick your fingers in my ass and then rent is free. And he was like, okay. And oh my god, it was like, I'm really not into that stuff, but it was like...
Okay, here's my question. So, this show...
The Netflix.
Is on Netflix.
Yeah.
It's only one season?
Mm-hmm, first season.
And... Okay, so apparently there's no nudity.
I fell
Is there boobs?
I fell asleep.
On what episode?
The third episode.
So far you haven't seen any like TNA.
I haven't seen any.
You said you haven't seen any peen.
I haven't seen any peen. I haven't seen any ween. I haven't seen any.
Yeah, teton. Those are the same things.
I know peen and ween is the same thing. I don't think I've seen any boobies.
Okay, so there's no nudity, but it alludes to sexual intercourse.
Yes.
Okay. Is it like adult recommended?
Yes.
It's a man. Okay.
So maybe I just fall asleep before I got to see boobies.
Maybe there just isn't any. Like in Letterkenny, nobody kisses anybody. Like I've noticed that they have like couples, and they talk about sex all, but nobody's ever kissed. This is a Canadian show. It was produced in Canada, and they cuss like they just cuss like every. But I haven't seen any kissing.
I don't know. I fell asleep last night.
They talk about sex all the time, too, which is funny. But they don't kiss.
Yeah. It was interesting. I liked it. I liked the show. I enjoyed it. I think I even tweeted about it. Because everybody was sleeping in my house. I was like, fine, I'm just going to watch this bonding shit. See what this is about. And I was like, oh, this is good.
Okay.
So, that's what I've been watching this week. Or last night.
Okay.
So, yeah. Those are my recs. What's your thumbs up?
Well, up until Thursday, I was, you know, sticking with my morning, my magic morning. What's it called?
Magic Mike.
Really, dude? Miracle Morning.
Miracle Morning.
Magic Mike.
Yeah.
I was sticking with my Magic Mike. Really?
I would think about Magic Mike.
Miracle Morning routine, but then the last 2 days, And this morning, for some reason, I had to woke up super late. I woke up at, 10:15 this morning.
Must be nice.
And I was like, I thought it was way earlier than it was. Because I, went to sleep. Apparently, according to hubby, I went to sleep super early. But if I went to sleep super early, I wouldn't have woke up at 10:15.
Maybe you didn't sleep very well.
Well, Gracie got into bed, and she was acting up. She was hitting and kicking Norman. And I was like, you need to knock it off. And then she fell asleep. So then I fell asleep. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I slept well. Well, I don't sleep well anyway. But I don't think I slept well anyway because... So maybe, I don't know. I felt like I... And oh, I started watching... rewatching Rescue Me.
Oh, okay.
So I watched the entire... Season 1 yesterday.
Dennis Leary?
Mm-hmm. And so now I'm on season... When I watched season 1 back in 2010. I watched season 1.
I love that show.
I binge watched all of it up until the current season at the time because it ended in 2011. And I did. I loved me some freaking Rescue Me. And so it's on Amazon Prime right now, Amazon Video. And up until now, it hadn't been available on anything, on any streaming platform. So I was like, oh, Rescue Me! And so I was like, okay, it's time. And so I'm like, I don't remember this. I don't remember any of it. Apparently, I was drunk a lot when I was watching it before.
Apparently, I was drunk.
But I wasn't because I was at work while I was watching it because that was when I was working for that nonprofit, and I was the only person in the office, so I'll watch it on the computer. Mm-hmm. So now I'm rewatching it, and I've been enjoying it, so that is my thumbs up.
That's awesome.
What is your thumbs up
for the week? I've been giving this week.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, like I said, do not give to get, but I've been giving and it's been coming back to me.
Yeah, you've been noticing
it's been coming back.
Good shit happening, right?
Yeah, girl. I didn't take my lunch this week at all, and I'm the worst. I need to start doing that. I went into Baja Fresh on Monday, and then they gave me free lunch. They're like, that's the place that I always go to, and I gave the girl a gift certificate from there.
Oh, okay.
And she was like, it's free, don't worry.
She was like, you gave me coffee.
I was like, what? Free quesadilla?
We fucked up somebody's order. Here you go.
Here you go, girl. It was fucked up anyway. So I got a free lunch, which was awesome. I was like, oh my God, you saved me like $8. Thank you so much.
Wait, hold on. A quesadilla at Baja Fresh is $8?
It wasn't. That was the day I got the quesadilla. That was the tostada salad, I think. But the quesadilla is like $7.
Oh my God.
I know, right? Oh my God.
Yeah, you can make like 5 quesadillas at home and take them to work.
I've been giving out a lot of dog biscuits. That's been going well. Beauty's Biscuits is doing very well right now. So I'm just trying to keep the momentum and keep up with the demand and, you know, make biscuits.
All this doggies tail slapping all over the place.
Tail slappy. What else has been going on? I don't know, Brandy. I'm giving not to give, but I do feel the giving coming back.
Yeah,
like called, we got those free hats. It's called karma.
Yeah, exactly.
We got free hats.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's just.
Oh yeah! Shout out to Broad Fork.
Yeah, Broad Fork Farms.
Farms.
Broad Fork Farms
in Bakersfield.
They grow their own food. They're organic. They come to the market at Seven Oaks Farmers Market, and I feel like they are on the farmers market scene. So check them out. They gave us some hats, which was really sweet of them. I was just like, what? You want to give us
hats? Free hats, yeah. Real nice.
What do you want for this? And they're like, just take the hats. And I was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. So that was really nice of them. So I'm just, you know, trying to just kind of move forward with the giving and just, you know, keep moving forward, Brandy. Moving forward. Anything else? Any updates? Anything you want to share?
No. Oh, you know what? Actually, I did redo my freelance website. So that actually, I forgot about that. That was a thumb up for me this week. I redid it. I moved it from Wix to WordPress, and it looks a little more, you know, it's more like sleek, streamlined. Mm-hmm. It's more like modern, and I love the way it looks because the one I did the whole thing like. I did the background, I did everything to it, and it was like, I wasn't drawing any eyes, so, and I wasn't blogging on it either, so on this one, I'm actually blogging on it, and I'm going to, I'm going to keep it updated with all my new, portfolio pieces and everything, so, hopefully, I get more freelance, writing, jobs with it, writing medical, healthcare, and wellness writing. So if you're a doctor, dentist, or veterinarian and you need help with your blogging or your content writing or your content marketing, visit my website, brandyfleeks.com.
BrandyFleeks.com. Brandyfleeks.com. Visit her. My sister's an amazing writer. She's written books. Go to Amazon so you can find a few of her books there. Oh, speaking of Amazon, I did add some links to the website. So like the other day when we like, hey, you know, you can do this and you can get a trial. I found some links for you guys. So that does help us if you do sign up for a 30-day trial of Amazon Prime, or if you sign up for the 2-week trial of Hulu on the website, get it. Watch some free stuff. Get some packages shipped for free to you via Amazon and get yourself a trial of HBO or Showtime and catch up on Game of Thrones because, oh my God, it's going down.
I still haven't watched last Sunday's episode.
Okay, so we're not going to talk about that. So yeah, check us out. Go to bookoflivespodcast.com and visit the show notes page. We even have a store. I made some swag for us. So if you're into swag, go ahead and visit the store on our website. Yeah. And then you can buy some swag. And then guess what? That helps us too. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You're the best.
Woo!
We love you.
You.
Thank you for listening. If you're still listening to this, thank you so much. I really appreciate you guys.
Duff.
So, Brandy, I think that's let's call it. So, I am Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Fleeks.
And this is
Book of Lies,
the podcast.
Visit us online at bookoflivespodcast.com, or you can visit us on the Twitters at bookoflivespod.
Oh my god.
Or on the Instagram, bookoflivespodcast. And we're also on the Facebook.
No, stop.
Book of Life Podcast. Mm. You can listen to us on Instagram. No, you can't. On iTunes, Google, Spotify,
God, knock it
and
off.
The Stitcher.
Oh, God.
Have a great day.
Help this woman.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Deuces.
Deuces?